Seasoned Green Oak. Lessons to build a life on. You know, I'd gotten a job working at a septic tank factory. It was actually a concrete plant where we made one septic tank per day, me and this old man. And the old man's son had hired me on as a 16-year-old to watch over his dad, because his dad was getting up there in years and he's still managing all this heavy hydraulic equipment, and he wants someone to help his dad. So I'm there kind of for that. Anything the old man needs, I'm there. So basically all day I pick up 50-pound bags of concrete, rip them open, and pour them into a vat so they keep mixing and mixing and mixing. And once you start pouring, you've got to keep the concrete wet, you know, until you get to the end. At the very end, there was leftover concrete, and we'd pour three or four curb stones that we would sell, these little things in parking lots in front of your car. So that was my job. And I did everything the old man said. I was religiously fixated on making sure I was there for the old man with whatever he needed. And at the very end of the process, you pour the lid, and then you set the lid down on top, and then you put the whole septic tank on the back of a big truck, and you deliver it to wherever. And so he had the big septic tank lid. I don't know how much it weighed, but it was huge. And he said, no, a hydraulic button. I would hit the button, and it would lower the thing. And he wanted me to drop it. He said, drop it. And he meant push the green button, and then the thing drops. But the old man had his fingers on top of the septic tank. I didn't know this. I just was waiting, and I did it exactly when he said. He said, drop it, and I hit it right on that, and his hand was in there, his fingers. And he screamed this terrible scream. I will never forget. He screams this terrible scream, get up, get up, get up, get up. So it took me twice as long to hit the up button because I was so freaked out. And then it comes up slowly, and the man held up his hands, and his fingers looked like yogurt spoons. I mean, they were flat. And he said, if my fingers had been a little farther in, they would have blown the tips of them out. They weren't even broke. They were just badly flattened. And for a while, he didn't need a spoon probably. He could just use any one of his fingers. And his son shows up and says, what did you do to my dad? You know, I hired you to take... I felt terrible. The old man had my back. He said, nope, he did exactly what I told him to, just a little faster than I thought he was going to be. And what I learned sometimes, it's following directions will get you a long way, but sometimes being aware of what's going on and making your own judgment call can serve you well, too.
You're listening to this podcast on the SDAC Broadcasting Network. To find more information about this or other podcast shows, please visit RemarkableChatter.com.